You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's trending report time. We might as well start with the most important news of the day, and that is once another 12, 14 hours goes by, I officially win the snow bet for this year.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done.
I will try not to spend all the money at once. There is actually a winter storm warning in effect for various parts of the high country. A foot of snow is what they're talking about in some parts of the mountains.
Freeze warning. What night was that? It was like Thursday night and
Thursday
Friday.
Night.
Yeah, so one of those, you know, cover your outdoor faucets, you know.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, you live here.
Have you blown out your sprinklers?
No. Mm. I don't think I'll need to for one night.
All right. Yeah, they think Thursday is the better chance of snow here in the Mile High City. So that's going on. Speaking of ice, the NHL season gets underway tonight. Notice how I made that transition right there?
Well
that
done.
That is a broadcast professional.
That is slick.
First game for the newest NHL team tonight to the Seattle Kraken.
Ooh, the Kraken. Beware
Release
of the Kraken.
The Kraken. Funny. The Avs' first game is tomorrow night when they host the Blackhawks at Ball Arena. Football news, John Gruden, the Chucky doll that our listener mentioned a little while ago, resigned yesterday as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Details came out regarding a bunch of emails he wrote over about a 10-year period. Racist content, misogynistic, anti-LGBTQ language. Guy was a mess.
Get him out of here.
You know, he released a statement, Jeremy, last night. Here's his statement. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. I've read some of the stuff that he was writing.
Pretty bad, huh?
How can you write that and say, I never meant to hurt anyone? The entire mission of those words is to hurt.
Yeah.
He can now take his bad haircut and go peddle his axe somewhere else.
Yeah.
A study has found that the states with the biggest bullying problems are California, Wisconsin, and Alaska. The reason I bring it up is because they say the states with the least amount of bullying problems are Massachusetts, Vermont, and Colorado.
Hey, well done.
Have they been to the high schools in Parker?
Aw.
And on the television show Jeopardy, a long, long winning streak came to an end yesterday. Matt Amodio, what a cool name. Amodio. Matt Amodio, 38 straight victories in Jeopardy.
Nice.
That makes him, what was that, the second longest winning streak and the third most money. At a little over $1.5 million.
Ooh, good for him.
Yeah. His downfall last night, Jer, was that he didn't get any daily doubles.
It's all about the daily doubles.
And he completely fumbled the final Jeopardy.
What an
Everybody
idiot.
Knew the answer was Austria.
He's an
he
idiot.
He put down Poland.
Idiot.
Jeez, it's Austria.
Go home.
What else is trending?
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart, their friendship continues, their creative partnership continues, this time around for Halloween season. It's a brand new baking special on the Peacock streaming service. They're partnering with BuzzFeed, and they're calling it Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. Oh, check that. Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to Peacock October 21st. The special is going to have some of the best baking teams in the country come up with delicious treats. But here's the fun part. Some of the things that they're going to be creating are complete walk-in exhibits made with edible ingredients. So it sounds like, to me, personally, it might be some sort of haunted house situation where the entire house is edible.
So they built like a little hut, but you can eat the hut.
It's pretty cool. You can eat anything in there, I would imagine.
You know, all of this is, you know, based on that great British baking show, which I recall us talking about on our show several years ago. And there was a lot of guffawing like, huh, who would watch that? Huge. That show is huge. I love the British baking show. Do you ever watch that?
Never heard of it. No, I'm joking.
What an idiot. What a maroon.
I'll tell you one that you need to watch right now. Hold on. Which one is it? Oh, there's so many of them. It's the one currently on Netflix. And my kids, oh my God, they gobbled up. Nailed It, maybe? No. Baking Impossible? Baking Impossible? I don't know.
Too many of them now, I guess.
Yeah, it's not baking. Yeah, it's stupid.
But the British one, dude.
The British one sounds charming.
Yes.
Hello, I've made some cookies.
Oh my God. It's so good.
Hello. You can make anything in that voice and I'd eat it. Using that voice. Hello. Delicious cattail. What else is going on, DT? Coffee drinkers? Coffee's in trending this morning. The story here says coffee is becoming less and less popular. A new survey found young adults are drinking way less coffee than the rest of us. Huh. Blaming the Gen Zers. Gen Zers are ruining it for everybody else.
63%. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the Gen Zers are not into it?
I don't know.
63%. I mean, they've been exposed to it their entire lives.
Well, you made the point earlier. Some of the Gen Zers, I mean, Gen Z starts at like 6 year olds right now. So, I mean, but so 6 to
24, I heard.
6 to 12. 25 is what I heard. But like 6 to 12, maybe not drinking coffee. Do you pick it up at 13, 14, right in there, I guess?
That could be.
Could be part of it. I don't know. There's a lot of drink options out there right now, Dom. Maybe they're scarfing down the energy drinks. I don't know. 2% of older adults say that they drink 7 cups of coffee a day.
Well, that's a little insane,
glug,
isn't
glug,
it?
Glug, glug, glug. That's a lot, man. That's a lot of coffee. I don't know if you heard, but there's a massive comet heading towards this big blue marble that we're living on. Neil deGrasse Tyson's making the rounds talking about this comet. It's supposed to pass between Saturn and Uranus in 2031, so it's going to take a minute to get here. But the reason it's being brought up is they're like, you know, it's not going to hit Earth, but one day a comet will come and it'll be, you know, bullseye on Earth. What do you do about it? Mm-hmm. And he's saying you shouldn't blow these things up because all the pieces that come off of it, who knows where they're going to end up, you know?
Makes sense.
We could get hit with multiple things then. So he's saying that we need to learn how to divert the comets and the asteroids.
Using gravitational tug.
Duh. Which is a Kama Sutra position, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the big space tennis racket. Just get something up there to whack it.
Why don't we teach our planet just to duck?
Well done. Can we just move it to the left a little bit? You know,
to
and
the
then,
left, to the left.
And then move it back. Somebody was really bored.
It is truly, by the way, a matter of when and not if, because we will get plowed into at some point, probably not during our lifetimes.
No, hopefully not.
And when it's not during our lifetimes, we don't care.
That'd be horrific, man. I don't need boiling oceans in my life. I really don't. Somebody went through Google Trends. They were really bored, and they started ranking all 50 states according to how often people search for the phrase call in sick. Mm-hmm. So I guess people are looking for excuses, you know, like, what can I say to the boss? According to the results, the state where people are most likely to call in sick is Oregon. The 9 states tied for least likely, Colorado's not in there. The 10 states that Google call in sick the most, that's where we land.
Ta-da!
Colorado's in there, Dom. Well, we live in a beautiful state. You want to call in sick and go, you know, snowboarding or riding moose or something?
No, it's just that a lot of people are high. What are you talking
about? Well, they're high. We've got a lot of craft breweries here, so y'all might be drunk. Real quick, here's your Fat America. The rumors are true. A new Mountain Dew is coming just in time for the holidays. This one's going to be called Gingerbread Snapped. It's Mountain Dew with a blast of artificial gingerbread flavor.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, whatever.
That's what the Gen Zs are drinking instead of coffee.
Yeah, I'll pass on the coffee. Give me some of that gingerbread dew. Let's do clickbait. Find it on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this 72-year-old dude that was super sick of his wife complaining about the views from their house. So sick of her nagging that he built her a brand new house that rotates 360 degrees. It sits on top of a box fan about 2 feet off the ground. And check this out. It can do a full turn every 24 hours, or he can crank it up Whoa. Its top full speed rotation can achieve full rotation in 22 seconds, Dom.
Wonder how that, you have to bolt everything down because the centrifugal force or whatever, right, would shoot all your furniture out to the sides
of
the
walls. Well, like, I was wondering, like, do they have phone lines in there and electricity and everything? Because they're getting, like, twisted up in there, you know, as it's spinning around. How do they stop that from happening?
Maybe once water it makes lines? One spin rotation, then it goes back the other direction. Hooks
you plug it in or something. I don't know. Anyway, when she's, you know, nagging again, you can crank that baby up to 10 and... Check it out. It's on her Facebook.
Slam her into the wall.
It's like that spinny ride at the amusement park.
Yes.
Anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.